Radio Prague News.
An unidentified perpetrator threw a Molotov cocktail into the home of a Romani family in a central Bohemian village. A blockade against the logging of trees in the Šumava National Park continued on Wednesday, and the legendary ice hockey defenseman and three-time world champion Oldřich Macháč has died at the age of 65. An unidentified perpetrator threw a Molotov cocktail into the house of a Romani family in the central Bohemian village of Krte late on Tuesday night. The residents of the house were able to extinguish the bottle immediately. One of them was lightly injured in the process. Police have not yet confirmed a racial motive. The perpetrator or perpetrators could face prison sentences of up to 12 years. Several similar attacks against Romanis have taken place in the Czech Republic in recent years, most recently in the central Bohemian village of Bíchovi. No one was injured in that attack. The blockade against the felling of bark beetle-infested trees in the Šumava National Park continued on Wednesday, with 45 activists trying to prevent trees from being logged. Some 40 police officers and about 90 forest workers were also at the site. According to park management, the logging effort is nearing its completion, but a spokesperson refused to give the exact date when the felling of some 5,000 trees is expected to wrap up. The famous ice hockey defenseman Oldřich Macháč died at the age of 65 on Wednesday morning. The three-time world champion had been suffering from heart disease for a period of time. Oldřich Macháč, who was most of the time paired with his friend and teammate František Pospíšil, played in nearly 300 national team games for Czechoslovakia and scored a total of 37 goals. He represented the country at 11 IHF championships and three Olympic tournaments and was inducted into the International Ice Hockey Hall of Fame in 1999. The far-right Workers' Party for Social Justice is planning to protest a parade organized by lesbians and gays as part of the Prague Pride Festival on Saturday. According to the party's chairman Tomáš Vandas, the parade is nothing but a celebration of homosexuality, which is not natural and never has been. Mr. Vandas also criticizes Prague Mayor Bohuslav Svoboda, under whose auspices the five-day Prague Pride Festival is taking place. According to Česlav Válek, the chairman of the festival board, the organizers have been discussing safety issues with the police. Last week, presidential aide Petr Hayek labeled the parade a march of deviance and was backed in his criticism by President Václav Klaus. And let's take a brief look at the weather. The rest of the week is expected to be largely overcast with some sunny periods. Daytime temperatures should reach highs of around 17 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Barufka, and this brings us to the end of the news.